of course, we had no equipment that was for that type of an operation, and so we had to assemble a bunch of go devils and put living quarters on them, which were nothing but trailers, really. And we had to build a mobile generating plant, and then we had to assemble a bunch of go devils for carry our oil and some fuels and whatnot. And of course, we had to have a cookhouse and a mess hall and a bunkhouse. So we finally got that stuff assembled, and we started building this winter road from Live and Good up to Mike Hess Creek, then down Mike Hess to the Yukon. And at the same time, we sent a couple of men to the Yukon River, where we had decided we were going to cross it to begin building an ice bridge. And of course, these men went to Stevens Village and hired as many of the natives living there as wanted to work to build this ice bridge across the Yukon, hoping that by the time we got to the Yukon, the bridge would be ready to use. Well, and the contractor would take over.